Hi, it's Dave. Welcome to my channel. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about why I think Tesla is going to be doing a 10-for-1 stock split and what this means for Tesla shareholders. All right, today I'm coming to you from Bryce National Park in Utah. It's a gorgeous national park. And this morning we had a fantastic bike ride in the bike trails and got to oversee Bryce Canyon, a fantastic place. The Utah National Parks are just quite amazing. If you ever get a chance, I encourage you to check it out. After this, we're headed up to Salt Lake City and then up to Yellowstone, where we'll be staying a few weeks dry camping at various campgrounds. All right, in this video, I want to be talking about specifically why I think Tesla is going to be doing a stock split. But before I do that, I want to give the pros and the cons. So I want to give three arguments for a stock split, and then I'll follow that up with three arguments against a stock split. All right, here's the first argument for a stock split for Tesla. Number one, a stock split could broaden the appeal of the stock to retail investors. See, once a stock kind of gets above, let's say, several hundred dollars or even $1,000, it just kind of seems pricey to some retail investors. They kind of shy away from stocks that are like $1,000 or $2,000. And by lowering the stock price, by essentially just splitting the stock, let's say doing a 10-for-1 stock split, a $1,000 stock would be $100 and it would be much more palatable to a lot of retail investors. All right, the second reason for doing a stock split for Tesla would be that there are very few drawbacks for doing a stock split, as long as you're confident about the future. In other words, there are some times where companies do a stock split, but later on their stock drops in price significantly, and they're forced to do what they call a reverse stock split, or basically consolidate their stock. So let's say their stock is now trading for 10 cents or 20 cents, and they're having to do a reverse stock split to get their stock price up. But as long as Tesla's board and Elon is confident about the future direction, the future potential of Tesla, then I don't think that's going to be a big concern. And so doing a stock split at this point, there really aren't many drawbacks. The third reason for doing a stock split for Tesla would be that it could slightly better their odds for inclusion in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average isn't a very important, let's say, average, I think, for Tesla to join. But because it's basically 30 companies that the Dow Jones picks, the stock price is actually weighted as is, meaning if Tesla has a $1,500 stock price, that would be far too, I guess, high, because it would carry a greater weight than the other stock prices, the other 29, let's say, companies in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. However, if Tesla splits the stock, say 10-to-1, it's more of a normal stock price, and therefore there could be a greater chance that Tesla would be included in the Dow Jones. All right, let's move on to three arguments against doing a Tesla stock split. The first argument is that doing a stock split is completely meaningless and it doesn't affect the value or the market cap of the company. And this is actually true. Doing a 10-for-1 stock split doesn't change any of the value of Tesla, of the company. And all it does is it's just a technicality that each share is now worth 10 shares, right? And so because of that, this meaningless kind of point or meaningless action shouldn't be taken, let's say, by Tesla, and it could be a distraction. Number two argument against kind of doing a stock split is that it's extra work. You know, albeit it's a small kind of piece of work, still it's extra paperwork, it's extra voting, it's a whole hassle to do a stock split. And rather than taking up precious kind of attention into doing a stock split to please, let's say, retail investors, Tesla should just focus on their products and their services with their limited amount of attention. All right, the third reason against doing a stock split is because by not doing a stock split and keeping a higher stock price, that could actually attract more serious investors. Take an example of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company. He's purposely avoided doing a stock split for his main class of shares. And because of that, the price tag is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for one piece of, you know, share of Berkshire. And this actually detracts and kind of repels a lot of just kind of fickle investors and traders. And it really just filters the people who really want to be in the stock long term. And so there could be an advantage for Tesla just to keep their stock as is. And the higher stock price could actually detract and repel kind of more traders and fickle investors and could bring actually more stability to the stock price. All right. Personally, I don't really care if Tesla does a stock split or not, because it doesn't materially affect you know, my holdings, and it doesn't materially affect Tesla's future, right? Tesla is mainly going to be dependent on whether people are going to be buying their products or services or not. And that is mainly dependent on how superior their products and services are compared to their competitors. So because of that, I think it's up to Tesla. It's up to Elon. But I think Tesla will do a stock split. And here's my reasoning. Recently, Elon replied to someone who was asking if Tesla would do a stock split, and Elon said it's worth discussing at the next shareholder meeting. Now, this is kind of peculiar because you don't really need to discuss something like this at a shareholder meeting, in my opinion. Shareholder meeting, especially in Tesla's cases, it's just a formality just to get through. What needs to happen is actually they need to discuss this at a board meeting. The Tesla board of directors needs to come together with Elon and need to discuss whether or not they want to do a stock split. And I think a lot of it depends on Elon, right? They'll defer to Elon. If Elon is strong and says, hey, let's do a stock split, 10 for one, then the board will say, let's do it, and then they'll get it done. And so my opinion, it shows Elon's reply to this tweet shows that Elon is open actually to doing a stock split. He sees some validity to doing a stock split. And because I think there are very little negatives for doing a stock split, ultimately, I think Elon, the board, and Tesla will decide to do a stock split probably within the next year or so. And if Elon, Tesla, and the board of directors do decide to do a stock split, my suggestion is to do a 10-for-1 stock split. And it's just the easiest, right? Just add a zero to your shareholdings, and that's going to be the number of shares you hold. And it'll make kind of the whole process, I think, a little bit more easier for everyone. All right, I hope you enjoyed this video. What do you think? Do you think Tesla is going to do a stock split? Do you think a 10-for-1 stock split is a good idea? Please add your comments in the comments section. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, please do so. We'll see you in my next video. Thanks.